Blog Talk Radio. Opening theme for Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by my brother, a mentor and a friend, Derek Brock in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, 15 minutes goes quicker than a car chase. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast platforms where you subscribe to podcast powered now by Mancini Media. So as they lay that red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, Derek, the threes, how are you? How can people get a hold of you with the sponsors and everything? And, man, the beginning of a seven-game homestand starting tonight with the Red Sox.
Man, good morning to you, man. You've been doing well. You know, well rested after a day off yesterday, much needed day off for us, coming back off that road trip. You know, like you said before starting, you know, seven games here at home, which would be good for us. We can get some good work in before taking on the Red Sox tonight here at PNC Ballpark. And then just want to say a huge thank you to our sponsors, you know, PNW, BMW here in Pittsburgh, and the Cardio Grind. Back in Tarzana, California, man, like this show would not be what it is without them. It would be great. And then you can find me online on Facebook, just first and last name, Instagram, first and last name, but add the SR on it because I do have a junior. And on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it, you know, first name with the SR so that we can, you know, myself, you want to check my son out.
Yep.
So other than that, that's good, man. But a lot to talk about, brother. Where you want to start?
Well, let's start with you guys right now. The focus is on the Pirates. The Steelers draft is next week. The Penguins, you know, out of the playoffs, unfortunately. But the focus is on you guys. You're the talk of the town. You got the Red Sox Nation coming in to start this homestand with four with the Brewers. What are you looking for in this weekend, man? The feel it out process with the Red Sox, and they're kind of stumbling into town at 10-10. Tough series with Cleveland, but the Red Sox. This should be interesting with the faithful coming out and the fans in the stands with Boston and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, the one thing that we're looking for our guys is after, you know, a good practice before we play is for, you know, a fast start, you know, something with some energy. That's something that we've struggled with the last, you know, couple years here is, you know, the game before the off day and coming out of the off day. Those are pretty much the two hardest days, you know, that you have, you know, weekly. And for us, it's just getting off to a really good start. It's the weekend, so I'm sure, you know, the Red Sox faithful, the, you know, have traveled. And it'd just be good for our fans to, you know, just be louder than their fans and cheer harder than their fans. And then we'll do our part on the field by coming out, playing fast, and putting pressure on their pitching staff and their defense.
Well, not only that, you guys lost your first series of the year, winning five, or splitting these things with the Tigers, but that's going to be, you know, you can't win them all, but in series come and go. But, you know, when I look at this is you got to lose one sometime. So get that out of the way, put that in the rearview mirror. And you could easily, we talked about in the pre-chat, you could easily took two out of three against the Mets.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't, you know, take advantage of two really good pitching performances. The first by Martin Perez and the second by two Jays, Jared Jones. You know, they pitched very well. You know, we didn't, you know, play like, you know, we played coming off the series in Philadelphia. It's like we scored and then we didn't go out and, you know, put up a zero that next half inning, in which we were better at doing, you know, during those past two series. So that's what we just got to get back to, just playing our type of ball. Having our young guys just do things that put pressure on the defense. You know, you're not always going to be able to hit the way you want to and have the timely hitting, but, you know, a bunt, you know, would be good. you know, to get some action going, you know, just looking for ways to, you know, get guys in scoring position to help the hitter out that's coming up. And if we can get back to playing that brand of baseball, which is Pirate baseball, you know, I like our chances, you know, both against the Red Sox and the Brewers coming in afterwards.
How about the dude you have down there on the farm? He's making a mockery of minor league hitters' schemes. When he gets called up, it's just going to be simply amazing to add into that rotation.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be really good. Looking forward to him, you know, just hoping that he gets built up the way he needs to, you know, coming out of college, you know, going from, you know, maybe a 3-man rotation to a 5-day rotation and just building up, you know, innings for him so that when he gets here, you know, he can have a easy, seamless transition when he gets here to be able to continue to help us out at this level, to have him, you know, Mitch, you know, 2Js, Jared Jones, you know, as well as Martin Perez. And then, you know, when we get Marco back, you know, it's a pretty formidable rotation. And, you know, the one thing we can't overlook is Bailey Falter. I mean, he's pitched, you know,
yeah,
well, just made one tough pitch, you know, a bad pitch, you know, against Sterling Marte, you know, that capitalized on that and hit a home run. But other than that, you know, he was, you know, pitching well. So, you know, we'll just look to regroup, you know, after off day and then come back and get back to our winning ways.
And not only that, when you look at it, to let him be in the minor league schemes and get acclimated to all that, not rush him up to the big leagues, it kind of reminds me of the football days growing up when Marino and Elway kind of carried the clipboard for a year from Woodley and Steve DeBerg, learning the system, learning all that, getting acclimated, and then when they were ready, they were moved up and they prospered because they knew the whole system. That's what I like about what the Pirates are doing with Skeens. Letting them learn the whole minor leagues, not rushing them up there, and then when he's ready, wow, he's going to be here to stay.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And that's everything is you want, you know, the guys to have the experience that they need to have, the growth that they need to have so that when they come up here, one, you know, like you have some history, you know, you have some history so that you can be able to have something to, you know, lean back on, whether it's your routine or what you do afterwards, so that when you get here, you know, you can express, this is what my routine is leading up to my start. This is my routine after my start. And then that goes with the pitching coach. It goes with the S&C guys. You know, it goes with the trainers of when I'm doing my manuals. You know, how do I like my arm fleshed out? Like all those things. If you don't have those things, then we're learning on the fly. And this is probably the toughest level to try and learn on the fly at.
Well, not only that, patience truly is a virtue with you guys. You're taking it to the point where, you know, you're understanding these guys and letting them do their thing and then rolling out there. And that's what it is. And like we talked about before, people don't see it if they're not down there in the trenches with you guys. So they can see it from afar with wins and losses, but they don't see the progress. And that's what's been, you know, going on the last 5 years with you guys. You've been progressing to this point, and it's all coming to fruition.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been, you know, laying foundation, you know, got the framing up, got the studs up. And, you know, yeah, at this point in time, you know, we're just, you know, dressing the interior. And so the one thing that you can see is progress. The one thing that people walked away from last year was like, man, we love the fight. You know, we love the resiliency that the team plays with. Well, you know, that comes with, you know, leadership, that comes with the players. Like it, you know, it's just where it is. It's, you know, 40% coaching, 60% the players, and just, you know, holding them, you know, accountable, like not holding anything against them, but just holding them accountable to whatever it is they said, you know, that they want to do, or whatever the standard is for, you know, a specific area. And the guys have, you know, adapted well to that. And then you add some leadership, guys who have been there, done that, is great. And so our young guys can tap into that wisdom, and then the older guys can tap into the youthful exuberance, and it makes for a really good, dangerous situation for the league as far as Pirates baseball is concerned.
Hey, I hear Russell Wilson's throwing out the first ball tonight. Is that true?
You know what? I don't know, but it would be cool if he was there and then the next day maybe have Justin Fields come out.
It would
be really good. Yeah. Just tap into it.
Oh, man, I'm excited with Wilson there. I think, you know, nothing against Denver, but Pittsburgh being a football and baseball and a hockey town, he can really concentrate and elevate it, and they'll appreciate him in Pittsburgh. And I really think he's going to be the comeback player of the year.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's a city that you fall in love with once you've been here. You know, when you come in as a visiting player, you don't really get to see as much, and then you go, oh, it's really not much to do here. But when you're here, you know, quite a bit, it grows on you, and then it's just like, man, this is really cool. And just becomes a situation where you just love it here. So, you know, hopefully that'll be his experience in his own way with his family, and, you know, just looking forward to, you know, watching them, you know, grow and get better and prepare for the season.
I'm going to roll the dice on the NBA playoffs. I know Butler's out. I think Miami beats Chicago, but a healthy Butler would take out the Celtics. Miami's been dangerous in the playoffs. I think Philly takes out New York with the experience factor in Philly. Cleveland will take out Orlando, and I'm hoping the Bucks can sustain the injury to the Greek Freak and do something with Indiana. Is that what you see shaking down in the East, or is there anything different?
I mean, I think that the East is interesting. You know, everyone has Boston, but I mean, they still have a hurdle to get over, you know, themselves. But what I think would be interesting is, you know, which Embiid will we actually see? You know, will we see, you know, the MVP caliber play, you know, from or not, or can he find a way to, you know, manage where he's at to get back to where he needs to get to? And I think that just becomes, you know, an interesting fact. So I have it similar to you, you know, going from there, that the Heat and the Bulls, I mean, that's a toss up. That might be one of those games where not too many people really care about, you know, just to see who, you know, who they got next. So, but hopefully it'd be interesting and be a good, you know, start to, you know, the playoffs.
In the West, I think the Clippers rule Dallas. The Lakers should give Denver all they can handle. I know they've struggled against them. Phoenix and Minnesota should be an interesting series. I think Phoenix wins that one. But I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Sacramento pulls one on Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I mean, and the one thing about that with Sacramento is, you know, they had their hearts broken last year in Game 7, you know, by the Golden State Warriors, which, you know, everyone said, man, it was just the experience, you know, the championship caliber experience that they had. And, you know, and to go into Game 7, you know, with the former champs, you know, says a lot. So they'll be able to carry that experience in the series. And I think it'll be crucial for them. And so I do think they have a really good chance of pulling one out here.
Yeah, it should be interesting. We'll get more into that as the playoffs progress. It's time for that segment, Calling Our Shot. This is a popular segment here. So I like Henry Davis. I like the Louisville kid to shine tonight, and I think he'll hit one in the river. But I'm going with Henry Davis as calling my shot tonight against the Red Sox. Who do you got?
Man, that's a good one right there. I am going to go with tonight. I'm going to go with, you know, the big outdoors Rowdy Tellez tonight. I mean, he's due. I just think he'll get a ball, you know, from Bello, you know, like something off speed, a breaking ball or something that he can get out in front and, you know, hook it into the water out there in right field. So I'm going with the big outdoors, Rowdy Tellez.
Well, and not only that, you know, whoever hits this first, you got to let them know because, hey, Mancini had you, and you can go up to Rowdy and say, hey, I had you. So this is going to be interesting. The first time one of these guys hits, and we've come close a couple times, so it's going to get interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely been close. As far as, you know, with our media personnel, I was asked, you know, who I think would hit the first home run, and I hit on that one with Ryan Reynolds. So that was really cool. And since then, you know, I've been rolling snake eyes. So hopefully, you know, Roddy can help me get back on top right here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, as we wrap it up, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, your great sponsors, and do me a favor, take care of the Bow Sox.
Man, definitely we'll do that tonight. You know, thank you to our sponsors, the Cardio Grind in Tarzana, California, and PMW, BMW here in Pittsburgh, man. And you can find me online on X, you know, Tarek SR on Instagram, you know, Tarek Brock SR, and on Facebook, just first and last name. And I believe TikTok is just first and last name as well. I'm not sure, but that's where you can find me at.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking to you Monday, the start of a four-game series with the Brewers. We'll talk about what's an off day like with you guys. That should be an interesting one, and the call and the shot. Till then, have a blessed one. Guys, thanks for tuning in. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We'll talk to you Monday from PNC Park as the Brew Crew comes into Pittsburgh. Till then, stay safe. Thanks, Jarek. Talk to you then.
See you soon.